11 teams have clinched spots in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. The entire field of 65 teams will be unveiled on Sunday. Among the teams that have made it, there are some remarkable stories, and here to talk about some of them is commentator John Feinstein. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So now this is when the little guys get to shine. Of course, they're tall little guys, but where should we begin?
Well, let's begin with the first team that made the field, Cornell, out of the Ivy League. The Ivy League, Renee, is the only conference in America that doesn't play a conference tournament, so their regular season champion qualifies for the NCAAs. And Cornell this year was the first team that wasn't named Pennsylvania or Princeton to win the Ivy League since 1988. It's been 20 years since one of the other six schools won the league. Cornell won it, and I think even though the committee will just say, oh, Ivy League team, and make them a very low seed, if they shoot well, they don't get stage fright, they can scare a high seed in the first round.
And John, you saw a game last night that involved a potential Cinderella and a one-time Cinderella. Tell us about that.
Well, we all remember George Mason 2 years ago, don't we, when they went to the Final Four coming from out of nowhere in the Colonial Athletic Association, and they were trying to get back in the tournament last night. They had to play William & Mary. Now, we all know William & Mary is the second oldest college in the United States, but they've never played in the NCAAs in 103 years, and they were trying to get to the tournament for the first time ever. They came up a little bit short, lost the game, so George Mason, the Cinderella of 2006, goes back to the tournament this year.
And as you mentioned Cornell, but Cornell aside, which is the most surprising team to have already made it into the field?
Best story of the year, Renee, Drake University, Des Moines, Iowa, which hasn't played in the tournament since 1971. They were in the Final Four, actually, in 1969. 5 years ago, a young coach named Keno Davis went to his dad, Tom Davis, who was retired, a very distinguished coach, and said, "Dad, I'd really like to work for you as an assistant," when the Drake job was open. Tom Davis came out of retirement, took the Drake job, built the program, and then this year turned it over to his son, Keno, and he's taken them to the Missouri Valley title. They've been ranked in the top 20 all year. Wonderful story.
And, of course, the rest of the week, we will hear all about bubble teams. Nice expression.
Bubble teams means you're sitting on the bubble. It's either going to burst and you won't get in the tournament, or you will get in the tournament. It's amazing, Renee, some of the teams on that bubble this year. The two teams who played in the final last year, Florida and Ohio State, two-time defending champion Florida, both bubble teams may or may not get in on Sunday. Kentucky, which has as much tradition as anybody, on the bubble. And Arizona, which has been in 23 straight years, is going to have to win some games in their conference tournament this week to play for a 24th straight year.
And, John, just finally, I've heard that there's one team you're hoping to see make the field, and it'll get its chance.
They will. Friday, American University will play Colgate in the Patriot League final. American has never been in the NCAA tournament in its history, just like William & Mary. They've been very close many times. They've lost by 1 point and 2 points in championship games in the last 6 years. They play at home, and this is their chance to be one of the selected 65 on Sunday, finally.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
The comments of John Feinstein. He's author of Last Dance, Inside College Basketball's Final Four.